until finally he's hardly able to walk.
And went with a track called Identity, is taken from an album called Memory/Paranoia. And Went is out of Lethbridge, Alberta. And that was a track off their new CD that was just sent into the station. And Went, I do believe, let me see if they played the Sled Island Festival day. I think I saw them on a list somewhere. I think they were playing at the Sled Island Festival. So once again, that's Went, all capital letters, and they're based out of Lethbridge, Alberta. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm actually from, well, I went to school in Lethbridge, and I used to be involved in the CKXU music, or CKXU radio station at the University of Lethbridge. So anytime I see a new Lethbridge band at the station, I always definitely like to check out the CDs, because there's always some really, really great music coming out of Lethbridge. Even though it's quite small, there's a really great community of people there. And if you're familiar with a weird Twitter, there's a guy out there named Drill, and his name is actually Wint. So I'm wondering if this is a reference to the weird Twitter guy named Drill. That's D-R-I-L. But yeah, anyways, I'll have to play some more from them in the few coming weeks. It's a really, really good listen. So tonight on the program, we have a pretty wide variety of stuff. I wasn't here last week, but so I'm going to try to catch up on a couple of weeks of music. So new stuff into the station. We have a lot of stuff from Drip Audio. Later on, we're going to hear some new stuff from Laurel Halo, possibly that new Actress album. But first, you're going to hear a band called Wet Hair. And these guys have unfortunately broke up. I think in 2013 they ended it. But they have an album that was just released on the Wharf Cat record label. Label out of Brooklyn, New York, who I've played quite often. They were pretty regular with servicing us physical CDs, which is really great for a label to do that nowadays. But anyways, this must be the final album that must have finally gotten an issue. Anyways, it's called The Floating World by Wet Hair. You can hear a track off of it, something called Revealed, and then we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the now defunct Wet Hair. This track is called Revealed. We'll be right back.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at MediaMakingChange.org.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from the now-defunct Wet Hair Band. They are from Iowa, and they have I think it's their final album that was just released on Wharf Cat Records. It's called The Floating World. You heard a track called Revealed. And they had stuff out on Daystyle Records as well as Not Not Fun. I think I have one of their records. I think I have the Glass Fountain record that came out. Decided to check it out because it's on Not Not Fun. It's a fantastic label. And they've even put out stuff on the Night People label, which is, I think, primarily a cassette label. And so they are now defunct, and they ended in 2013. And they ran from 2008 until then. They're a trio. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And if there's anything that you missed, you couldn't quite hear what I said, you could always check out the website, CITR.ca, and you could check out the episodes and podcast section. You could get a list of recent songs played, as well as add the RSS feed to your podcast player, and you could listen to any CITR radio show whenever you like. And once again, that's CITR.ca. And if you're a UBC student, you can get involved with CITR. It's great. Lots of different ways you can help out here. And definitely head to CITR.ca or drop by the station in the nest at the sub, and you can find out how you can get involved. So up next, we're going to hear a local label. Well, actually, I'm not sure if Drip Audio. I probably should have researched that. But anyways, Drip Audio puts out some really great experimental jazz music, and all kinds of great stuff. Check them out at dripaudio.com. We're going to hear a couple new releases that they sent to us, and the first of which is a jazz player named it's Ron Samworth, and I think he's one of the faculties over at Capilano University, but he's got a new album out on Drip Audio. It's called Dogs Do Dream. And you're going to hear a track called, something called Rapid Eye Movement is one of the ones I picked out. Really cool experimental jazz album. And Ron Samworth is, I think, let me see what he plays. I think he's a jazz guitarist. But But there's a lot of different session players on this album, but definitely check it out. Once again, that's Ron Samworth with a new album called Dogs Do Dream. So after his track called Rapid Eye Movement, you're going to hear something from a new project called Sick Boss. And Sick Boss is based out of Vancouver. And it's a collective, well, I'm not sure if it's a collective, but there's a large amount of players on this. And I'm not going to name all the artists because there's just too many of them. But once again, it's Sick Boss, local group out on Drip Audio Records. Their self-titled release was just put out. You're going to hear a track off of that, something called Bad Brutist. And if you want to check out some more from them, check out sickboss.bandcamp.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Ron Samworth, and then after that you're going to hear something from Sick Boss. And you can check them out all at the dripaudio.com, and I think they have a Bandcamp, but I'll have to dig that up. Cause sometimes they'll just list it on their own personal Bandcamps rather than the Drip Audio Bandcamp or the record label's Bandcamp. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Ron Samworth. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Sick Boss, a track called Bad Buddhist. It's taken from the self-titled release, and they're based out of Vancouver, and they're featured on the Drip Audio record label. They're a collective of, well, I keep saying collective, but it's a large group of jazz players, and I'm not sure if they're all local, but it was recorded at the Warehouse last year, or at, no, actually 2015. Prior to that, you heard another release from the Drip Audio record label, and that's Ron Samworth's new album called Dogs Do Dream. You heard the track called Rapid Eye Movement, which was an ensemble featuring Torsten Miller and Iris Pomeroy. And those two artists are featured on the Drip Audio record label. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And we're going to keep going with some more Drip Audio. Well, actually, this is a little bit of confusion right now, but you're going to hear something from Dixie's Death Pool. They're a new, or they have a new album called Twilight Sound Mountain, and it was put out on the Leisure Thief record label. And I do believe this was recorded, or this is must have been distributed as part of Drip Audio's record label, because it's in a format that looks the exact same as the other Drip Audio releases that just came in. But this one was put out on Leisure Thief Records, and even some of the artwork was done by some of the artists, or the artwork, people that did work on these Drip Audio releases. Anyway, it's quite confusing, but I'm not sure why it's just not put out on Drip Audio Records. But anyways, Dixie's Death Pool, you're going to hear a track off the new album called Twilight Sound Mountain, and you'll hear a track called something called The Egg. And then after that, we're going to hear something from, actually, we'll probably just hear this track, and then we'll see if we can get to some more music queued up right away, and then we'll keep going with some more new stuff into the station. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dixie's Death Pool. This track is called The Egg off the brand new album called Twilight Sound Mountain.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Dixie's Death Pool out of Vancouver. You heard a track off the new album called Twilight Sound Mountain. You heard the track called The Egg, very dark, brooding, and kind of ambient release from Dixie's Death Pool. And that's put out on, not on the Drip Audio record label, but put out on Leisure Thief Records. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, you're going to hear some electronic music from Toronto. You're going to hear a artist simply known as Host. It's all in capital letters, and it's featured on the even more mysterious record label simply known as Digital. So it's quite hard to search these labels, but if you want to find out some more, just head to digitalsound.bandcamp.com. And Host is the work of two artists, one of which is named Andrew Matthews of a group called Wim, and another artist named Jared Gibson, who is in a group called Odonis, which is more of a, as far as I recall, more of a punky garage band. But anyways, this is a kind of a minimal and dark electronic album. Three-track album, and you can hear a track off of that called Falter. And once again, that's Host out of Toronto. After that, you can hear something from the brand new Actress album. And you can hear a track. Let me see what I had queued up. I think it was something off the brand new album called AZD that just came out on Ninja Tune Records. And you can hear a track off of that. Something called Crashing? No, wait, actually, I'll have to see what I had queued up, but I'll get the correct titles. I just had it roughly mapped out in my head. But anyways, you're going to hear the new album from Actress, and it's out on Ninja Tune Records. After that, we'll see what we get to, but first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Host.
Thank you.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Dance.
Stuff from Actress. That's a track taken from the AZD album that just came out on Ninja Tune Records. You heard a track called something called Dancing in the Smoke. And once again, that's Actress. Prior to that, you heard something from Host with a track called Falter off the Underscore 01 album that came out on Digital Records. And that's based out of Toronto. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked for more great programming with Medicine Show coming up at 11. And I'm going to leave you with a couple tracks from an artist that I'm really, really enjoying her latest album from. Actually, that didn't really make sense. But anyways, you can hear an artist that I've been listening to quite a bit. And that's Laurel Halo. She has a brand new album. The highly anticipated album called Dust was just released, and it's a kind of a return to her early form, as it's more vocal based and it's almost kind of a pop electronic sound. The sound is kind of reminiscent of a couple of early albums that she, or early EPs that she put out, released called Antenna, as well as King Felix. And these are, I think that's her album that came out on the Hippos and Tanks record label, and this is prior to her signing to Hyperdub Records, which her recent albums haven't put out on. Anyways, you're gonna hear a track called ZG. That's I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it, but anyways, it's off the new album called Dust, and it's highly probably gonna be one of my top 10 albums of this year. I've only listened to it about a week or so, but I'm gonna check back towards the end of the year, and it will possibly be on my top 10. But anyways, you can hear an album from her older release called Embassy that came out on the King Felix album that came out way back in, let me check what year it came out, 2010. And it's just a 5-track EP. One of the tracks features a 106.0 Never remix. But you can hear a track called Embassy. So you'll kind of hear a harken back to her early pop electronic sound. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Laurel Halo off the new album called Dust. Time for love.
bones.